U.S. President Barack Obama is now in talks over plans for possible military action on Syria over the allegations of the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government. Obama is discussing the issue with senior national security advisors at the White House. Following the meeting, a report will be released on intelligence the U.S. says has gathered about last week's chemical attack in Syria. Obama accuses the Syrian government of carrying out the deadly attack near Damascus. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel also says Washington continues to work with his allies to act on Syria.
Our approach is to continue to find an international coalition that will act together. And I think you're seeing a number of countries say publicly, state their position on the use of chemical weapons. We'll continue to consult with our allies and our partners and friends on this.
Hagel also said Washington will continue to work with Britain despite the UK Parliament's opposition to an attack on Syria. In France, President François Hollande says that his country is still ready to take action alongside the U.S. despite British MPs' rejection of the idea. Hollande said that he is not constrained by the need for France's parliamentary approval of any move to intervene in Syria. He could even act before a parliamentary debate on Syria set for Wednesday. Hollande said all options are on the table and that Paris wants firm action against Damascus. Let's talk with Eric Dracer. He's the founder of StopImperialism.com, who joins us on the phone from New York. Eric Dracer, good to talk to you. It's really amazing. We have the United States here that's looking for its allies to agree on this military attack on Syria, but all he has to do is look amongst the ranks of his colonels and generals, and they are all against this in terms of the recommendations that they have been giving. Ultimately, in one aspect, what is the goal of the United States when it comes to this military attack?
Well, that is what you're pointing to, I think, is an important point, this split in the factions within the U.S. political establishment. The military establishment understands full well that any attack on Syria is not going to be successful unless it involves a full-scale invasion, an invasion, of course, being precisely the outcome that Obama and the politicians are trying to avoid simply because the American public won't hear of it. So the generals understand that airstrikes are going to be ineffective at best and destructive at worst. So when you're looking at U.S. policy, then you're realizing that U.S. policy on Syria is being dictated by political figures with their own agendas, of course, those being the neocons who have recently signed a letter to Obama, all of them the same who brought you the Iraq War, signing a letter to Obama urging him to employ military action against Syria. So the same cast of characters that pushed the war in Iraq are pushing a war in Syria, but they are certainly not alone. You see a lot of these so-called liberal war hawks in this country who are also calling for a war against Syria under the cover of humanitarianism. So the divide is between the military on the one hand and the political establishment on the other, and that's what we're seeing playing out.
And if this does play out in terms of this military strike, the Syrian foreign minister, Wad Al-Maalem, an oppressor, said that we're going to have some surprises for the U.S. were to attack. Do you think these surprises amount to this anti-cruise missile defense system by the name of the S-300 that Russia, by news accounts, has not provided it, but perhaps that is what Syria has and that is what the surprise is going to be, with many saying that's going to change the military equation in the region?
It's possible. I think that whatever public indications we've heard from Moscow regarding the S-300s, we don't know what has been shipped to Syria, what has been provided to the Syrian government. That's entirely unclear. But I don't think that the surprise moves that were being referred to by the Syrians are entirely based upon hardware. I think we also should be considering tactics and strategies. And I think that one of these moves that they were referring to is the question of how Syria Syria will respond. I think that there are many people who believe that Syria might respond by attacking Israel, but there is the equal possibility, and we've seen rumors of this in the headlines, about possibly striking at Saudi Arabia, because, of course, we know that Saudi Arabia and Prince Bandar have been playing a key role in funding and arming the terrorist rebels inside of Syria. And so an attack upon Syria could open up Syria the option to attack militarily at Saudi Arabia. This is merely one possibility of a number. And so when the Syrians talk about these moves that they might make, they're political moves, they're military moves, and they're also moves in pertaining to strategy.
I'm not very very much up for speculation, but since we don't have the time to discuss all the different dynamics here, I'm going to ask you anyways, Eric Dreitzer. It seems like there's a break that was that had occurred since Wednesday in terms of a military attack. Some to have said should have taken place already. Your speculation as to A, whether it's going to happen, and B, when do you think, or by when this would happen?
Well, I think that there's a couple of benchmarks we need to be looking at. First and foremost is going to be the report of the UN chemical weapons investigators. We know that Ban Ki-moon seems to have buckled, at least to some degree, under U.S. pressure to pull them out a day earlier than had been planned. And so it's reasonable to expect that we will hear a report, a debrief from that UN report sometime between Sunday and Monday in that window. And if that's the case, then we could expect, if the U.S. is moving forward with the bombing campaign, for it to happen at some point after Monday, maybe before the end of next week. However, it's still up in the air because, again, we saw this vote in the U.K., which complicates matters, but it only complicates matters slightly because, as we all know, it is merely a wait for the next provocation or fabricated provocation inside of Syria for the U.S. and its allies to be able to go full bore with their military campaign. We saw that this chemical attack was not based on any tangible evidence on the ground, that the United States is going with hearsay and rumors, and that is what they will go with as well if they have another such incident.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Eric Dreitzer, founder of the StopImperialism.com from New York.